forth. Now look what the Bible says in verse 2. It says, and unto David were sons born in Hebron. And Hebron is the name of the city that he's reigning from. This is before Jerusalem had become a capital city. So Hebron is kind of the capital city of Judah at this time. And so it says, sons were born unto him in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and his second, Chileab of Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite, and the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, and the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. Now, what do you notice here about these sons that are being born? They're all from different women. Do you notice that? Because David here has six sons born in Hebron with six different women. Now, there was also another woman that we know that he was originally married to, which her name was what? Michal, okay? So his original wife that was given to him by King Saul when he was a young man was Michal. And of course, he'd been separated from Michal because when King Saul started hunting his life and so forth, he's been estranged from his wife. So he went out and took a different wife. And then since he's taken a second wife, he figures, hey, let's take a third wife. And then he took a fourth, and then he took a fifth, and then he took a sixth. Here at this point, he has seven wives because there's Michal, the one that he was originally married to. He's not with her. But he has six more women listed here as his wives, and he's having children with them, and so on and so forth. Now, some of the things that we can learn from this is that sin takes you further than you want to go. You know, we might think to ourselves, well, you know, I'm just going to dabble in sin. But what happens is when you start sinning, you end up sinning more than you probably originally thought that you were going to sin. And here's the thing. When he took his second wife, that's already sin. Because the Bible clearly tells us that a man should leave father and mother and cleave unto his wife, singular, and they too shall be one flesh. So the Bible is crystal clear that a man is only supposed to have one wife. But once you go beyond that and have a second wife, why not have a third? Why not have a fourth? You know, that's the mentality that people have today. And this is why we should always be very careful to draw the line where God draws the line. And not to go over that line. Because once you cross the line from what God says, it becomes a slippery slope where anything goes. Because honestly, if someone were to say, hey, it's okay to have more than one wife, then at that point, really, you could just say, well, there's just no limit. Why not have seven? Why not have 700? That's what his son is going to do. King Solomon, right? 700. So the bottom line is that sin is a slippery slope once we go outside the parameters of what God has authorized.